Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Ronnie Tizon is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her literary journey, but what it's been like for her to share with her fans. Her newest book that I read is called Twist. We're going to talk to her not only about the characters that we meet, but what it was like for her to get into the voice of her main character and to be able to share her story. If you're interested in what's coming up next for Ronnie, we'll be talking about that, as well as how you can get Twist for yourself. Ronnie, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Cyrus. I'm happy to be here.
Well, look, really excited to be able to speak with you as well. Congratulations to you on Twist. As I said, we'll be telling our listeners how they can get it if they have not already read it. You know, already the reviews have been coming in for this book, Ronnie, and people are really enjoying the fact not only that you're able to tell an entertaining story, but being able to keep them guessing and keeping their suspense level throughout the book. What has that been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to the story?
Well, that is one thing you always want to see as an author, and it's been thrilling to do that, because when I wrote it, I actually write like a reader. I want to know what's going to happen as well. So it's nice to know that that effect, that page-turner type effect, actually comes through. And when you start seeing reviews that show that, it lights me up on the inside. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it has to be a great feeling, especially because you lived with these characters probably, Ronnie, for some time before we got. Do you also feel as though, you know, especially the way that the story is told, you know, literally being able to get us into the minds of the characters, do you especially feel as though that is what's so engaging, is that we're able to kind of take this journey along with them?
Yes, and some people notice it, some people don't. So from Beatrice's point of view, one of the main characters, it's first party past tense, and then Luke's point of view is first party present tense. So there's a definite distinction, and there's a definite distinction between both of them. And, yeah, I feel like, you know, you become them kind of. People around you are like, what's wrong with you? You don't seem normal when you're writing that part of the book.
Right, right. And I think that is also what makes it so interesting, because there is this sense of not only being able to understand what the characters are going through, but also being able to see various perspectives of their story. You know, when it comes to storytelling, though, Ronnie, is this one of those things you always knew that you had in you, to be able to tell a story that would not only keep your attention, but also make you think a little bit?
I've always loved movies and been a very visual person. I'm not one of those people that as a kid read a ton and said, I want to be a writer. I really started that desire as an adult once I got through college. I was like, wow, I really want to write. But I've always wanted to tell stories, but not in the written form. So, and I guess that kind of doesn't really completely answer the question. But the huge desire came about as an adult, though. And I've been fortunate. I've been raised by a very creative family. So we've got a lot of artists in my family, and that's helped.
Well, you know, when you and I were first talking before the segment went live here, Ronnie, you were saying that you'd listened to some of my past conversations, and I was saying I got a chance to watch a video where you were actually able to talk about not only being a cancer survivor, but, of course, encouraging other people who are going throughout that journey. You know, has that kind of set the stage for you in being able to not only to deal with the public, but also, you know, to be able to share not only a narrative that can connect with people, but also inspire them?
Absolutely. It makes you fearless. I mean, I started at stage four. What do I have to lose? I almost lost everything. Well, I did lose everything, but I kept my life. So absolutely, it's been, and I never want to go through this again. I said this earlier today when I was speaking to someone else. What a horrible way to get to finally start writing. It prompted me to get into writing in my 40s. You know, I always wanted to write, but it took that to get me to write, and it's made me fearless. So absolutely, it's been instrumental.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that fearlessness is something that you're able to share with your characters and also Again, everyone, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Ronnie Tucson. She's making her first appearance on our program, talking with us not only about her journey as an author, but also the characters she's able to create in the book, Twist. So let's talk a little bit more about Twist. How did the initial idea for the story come about for you, Ronnie?
Well, this is a very odd story. This is part of the cancer survival journey. I've always wanted to live on the ocean, so I moved into a beach house, and it was my dream. I'm doing this, you know, I could have been dead. And right outside the window is this letter B. Some people have heard this story before. And that's just for the lifeguards to go onto the ocean. It's Broadway and PCH. And that's how the story began with B, Beatrice Malcolm. You know, I looked at it and said, I want to get a little dog and I'll name her B. And instead I sat down and started writing this book. And the other ideas, they just come after the character is developed. But that is how the onset of the story came about.
You know, I think as people are taking the journey with Beatrice, one of the things that they're learning about is there is a search. And this is what I thought, and I'm curious to see your thought, and I think we can talk about this, Ronnie, without giving anything away. There is a real search that's taking place, I think, physically, but I think there's also a more emotional journey that's taking place as well. Were those two experiences, those two journeys kind of running parallel, was that something you knew going into the story, or is it something that evolved as the story itself evolved for you?
It evolved with the development of the characters. I believe there's always an emotional and a physical journey in a book, but the twist in the story, both emotional and physical, evolved as the writing, as the characters helped write the story. I'm working on some other stuff with this. Earlier today I was working on some writing in reference to Twist. There's a second book coming. There's a screenplay coming. So I've been working on a lot of stuff with this book and another book I already started. But typically, you'll have an emotional journey alongside a physical journey. I so bad want to say things about it, but you're right. We might give it away.
right, exactly. We'll have to talk about that a little bit later, Ronnie. But I think one thing that we can say is that Beatrice, I think, learns a courage and a strength about herself that maybe she did not realize that she had. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, this kid is smart. You know, this is an adult book with a young protagonist, and they're teens. You know, they're snarky sometimes, and they're moody. And, you know, one reviewer said it sounded like teens. Well, they are teens, so I did a good job with that. But she is smart to begin with, but she goes on a journey and does learn quite a bit and does come out of it at the other end changed.
And you all already answered a question I was going to ask at the end of the program, Ronnie. In fact, you addressed it even on your website. And that is, of course, about a follow-up, because there were people who – and I think this is one of those good and bad things that can sometimes happen, because we as readers can sometimes be very impatient, Ronnie, as you already know. And so when we read something that we like, of course, the obvious question for us is, well, when's the next one coming out? With her story in particular, was that a question that was exciting for you, or did that become part of the challenge for you to be able to top what people already saw as such a fascinating read?
I actually am very happy that I've had the question, do I get a sequel, because I already have it mapped out, and I can't wait to put that on paper, because writing this book was such a great journey for me, and I'm just so thrilled with how this book even starts. It just, you know, it I can't even say it, but we do know that Beatrice lives, right? Because she's writing and talking in first person. So her journey coming up. I know, and so Victoria Christopher, who is part of Brown Girls, questioned me on that. She's like, I don't know about a sequel, Ronnie, because you've already put Beatrice through so much, because we do that when we write. Well, she's going to go through a lot more, because there is a sequel. And it's, you know, I like the idea behind it, and I want to share more, but let's just say that Agent Carter will be back in a different role, and Beatrice and her, we're going to have a journey, so I can't wait for that. And that, I guess I shouldn't say much more. Again, I'm awful at keeping a secret.
Exactly. Yeah, because we're going to tell them at the end how they can get it for themselves, either electronically or as a hard copy as well. So, Ronnie, let's talk about this part of the journey for you, and that is about the accomplishment of writing. So many people get stuck on the idea of, okay, I have this great story, or I have this great idea, or I have that I started so long ago. You actually sat down to finish it. Was it also, you think, part of what you shared earlier in this conversation about after cancer, you know, what do you have to lose? Was that part of the mindset behind not only writing but finishing what you started?
Well, it put some urgency on me, that's for sure. I had always wanted to write, and when I nearly died, and I wasn't on my deathbed, but this potential was out there. We don't know if the medicine will work, Ronnie. If it does, it might even cure you. So I'm in remission right now. But knowing that, you know, I wanted to write, and I thought, well, I need to get this done, or, you know, I might not, you know, and that was the first book. And so once I got the first book done, I was able to say, oh, well, you really can write a book. And there are two books in between that book, which I wrote. That the first book was written in 2010. It wasn't published until 2012. So in between that and Twist, there are two books that haven't been published. One of them needs to be rewritten. It's a middle grade book. It's almost done. It just needs to be rewritten. The other one, it needs to wait a little bit because it's a little bit of a dark topic. So I've been writing ever since then, and now I know it's very overwhelming. It's daunting to look at a blank screen and go, oh, wow, I'm going to write 90,000 words or, you know, whatever it may be. In the case of Twist, it's less than 60,000 words. It's a very short book. A lot happens in that little window. So now I know I can, and I lived, and now it's this passion that won't let me alone. It's nice.
Yeah, and it's a passion that you're able to share with so many other people. Again, everyone, Ronnie Tison is our guest. We're talking to her not only about her journey as an author, but the book that I had a chance to read called Twist. Well, we'll be telling you here at the end of this short story of our segment here of how you could be able to get it for yourself. You know, Ronnie, you mentioned about the book being short, but you're right. There's so much in it, and really I think it takes us on an exciting journey of, you know, I believe at the end I was asking myself, you know, what would I do in a situation like that? Not only about, you know, being able to go through the roller coaster of emotions, but, you know, even being able to discover more about myself. You know, was that a question that was fun for you to be able to ask as you kind of brought Beatrice to life?
Yes, it was. And it's also, you also have Lucas Drake going through quite a bit as well.
Yeah.
And they both have memory issues in this book. And their stories are intertwined. So, yes, and there's a lot of me, pieces of me and pieces of my life and people I know that come out in this book. Obviously, they're much more extreme because we write that way. We make things extreme. I do, so that people will want to read on and read more. But it was, you know, somebody said to me the other day that I didn't know, had mentioned, she said, wow, this is deep. You know, it starts out as this romantic thing, and you start reading, and it's like the, you know, it's like kind of almost flowery, and then all of a sudden it gets really deep and very intertwined. So that was the effect that I was working on in this journey that these two take. The separate roads that go away, like star-crossed lovers, right? They go away, right, and they kind of meet back again at the end.
Wow. It's an amazing journey that you're able to take us on, Ronnie, and that is the exciting thing, and for us to know that there is more to come. Ronnie, you know, at the end of the day, and, you know, I know it's entertainment, and I know it's fun, and it's exciting, and it is an adventure. Is there a message that you hope readers of all ages are able to take away from Beatrice's story?
Yeah, there's definitely an underlying theme to this book, and it comes across in most of my writing for some reason. I don't mean to do it, but there's a lot in what you as an individual do with how you perceive the things around you happen. So, for instance, the first book I wrote, this guy thought his life was just done when his daughter died, and he went off and just became a drunk for like 20 years, and the book starts after that. And he realizes, oh, God, why did I do that? I should have done this differently. And this is a different take on that, but and that book turns out positive, and this one is positive throughout. Same thing, you know, with her. Ultimately, it is about her perception, which is very can be off-putting to some people, but it's about her perception and the way that she sees things and the way that you take things. It's right. What you do with that, how you behave after you find out certain things, and how you handle your life going forward. You know, it's easy to take the dark route, and, you know, kind of like my own experience, you know, when I had the cancer, you know, my life fell apart, my relationship, my job, everything. I could have balled up in a corner and said, oh, my God, I can't take this, and let myself not fight back. But instead, and this is kind of the annoying theme, I was like, okay, what can we get from this? Where do I need to go? Let me take action. Let me get, you know, let me move forward. So that's what my that's the underlying pieces in most of the stories that I write. Something in reference to that.
And that's really what I got from it, Ronnie, that what happens to you does not have to define you. And I think that is the thing, to be able to know the role that you play in your own life story. And I think, you know, as we're taking this experience with the characters, we're able to look at ourselves and say, we all are on this journey, you know, who is going to be in the driver's seat? Who's going to really dictate the course that we take? And so I think, you know, realizing our own personal responsibility says so much. Ronnie, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as get Twist for themselves?
Well, the book is available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, any website. You can buy the physical book or download it as an e-book. It's Twist by Ronnie Tizon. And then I have a website, www.ronitezon.com, that you can reach out to me through, or through my email, ronitezon@yahoo.com. I love to hear from readers, anything that they feel mad. But some people don't like the ending. It's not wrapped up in a nice little bow, you know.
Right.
So I would love to hear from anybody in reference to the book or future programs or future projects that are coming up. I think on my website also we have some passion cards that we're offering in reference to some breast cancer donations and stuff. So if you want to take a look at that, it's out there.
Exactly. And if you have not read the book, you want to get a teaser, Ronnie has that on her website as well. RonnieTizon.com is where you guys can go for that too. Ronnie, congratulations again to you, not only on this journey that you've been on and the example you've been able to set for so many, but also about this book as well. I think it's really an amazing story, and looking forward to discussing the second installment with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll definitely stay in contact with you. If you all came in late and missed part of the conversation with Ronnie, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find on the left-hand side of your screen. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.